Texas law says students can be excused from certain tests and lessons if it conflicts with moral or religious beliefs.
But the very next sentence in that paragraph, in that statute, says, quote, a parent is not entitled to remove the parent's child from a class or other school activity to avoid a test or to prevent the child from taking a subject for an entire semester.
That's Debbie Ratcliffe, spokeswoman for the Texas Education Agency. So according to state law, parents cannot opt their child out of standardized tests. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. That could be because there are no specific repercussions for parents or students who opt out. Ratcliffe says there are some consequences, especially in 5th and 8th grade. Under state law, students must pass standardized tests in those grades to move on to the next grade.
If they don't pass them or if they don't take them, the child is retained at their current grade unless the parent appeals the decision, and then an appeal committee is convened and they look at the data and decide whether the child's promoted.
Ratcliffe says the stakes get even higher in high school when students must pass 5 end-of-course tests to get a diploma. Austin parent Edie Chamness has opted her child out of standardized tests for the past 3 years. She started the group Texas Opt Out. Chamness says the school didn't give her any problems when her child opted out of the 5th grade standardized tests.
Well, they like to tell everybody that, and they like to tell parents that parents don't have rights and parents don't have choices. But if you do not take the test, it says not scored. Doesn't say that you failed the test.
Chamness says she and her son's teacher met and decided to promote him, even though he hadn't taken the state test. Neither the TEA nor Austin ISD tracks how many students opt out of standardized tests. Kate McGee, KUT News.